أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we began discussing yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about the three categories that man will be on the day of Qiyamah. The one category Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. The people on the right, and how excellent are the people on the right. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ, the people of the left, and how evil or debased would be the people on the left. We discussed that they would be those who will be on the right hand side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be the ashabul maymana. They will be given the books of deeds in their right hand. The ashabul mash'ama, the people on the left, they will be on the left hand side of the throne of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will be given the books of deeds on the left. They would be those who had fallen short of fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wassabiqoon as-sabiqoon. And the foremost are the foremost. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the whole mode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make an exclamation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask any questions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the foremost, or those who have advanced, those who are the forerunners, however we want to translate it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the real ones who are the forerunners. They are the real ones who are the foremost. Now with regards to forerunning, with regards to advancing, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in different ayats of the Qur'an Kareem. One ayat we discussed yesterday, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that they are sabiq, they advance insofar as the khairat, insofar as all the good that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded, or all the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised or proposed in the Qur'an Kareem. Or for that matter, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other ayats of the Quran, one or two examples, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And then Allah also says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us in the Quran Kareem to advance, to beat others, to vie with each other, to compete with each other in seeking maghfirat, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and advancing towards jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this advancement for the believers all the time in the Qur'an Kareem. Now here, who are these sabiqoon? Who are these that foran? Who are those who have advanced? Who are the foremost ones? We find that there are different interpretations given by the ulama-i kiram, and then we will discuss one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some have stated that these will be the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, or they will be those who are salihin, those who are righteous, those who are siddiqeen, those who are the martyrs, those who have given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will find some that have explained a very simple format, something that is very achievable for all of us, are the sabiqoon ilal masajid. Those people that advance, who are foremost, who are first in the masjids, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is really a very, very easy thing for us to do. It is just for us to change our frame of mind. That if Jamaat is at 1:15, Adhan is at 1:00, then we now change that mind from 1:15 to 1:00. And we try to be there at the time of Adhan, before the time of Adhan. And in this era, it is absolutely easy for us to advance and to be the foremost and to be the first ones in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today even at the time of Jumu'ah, if you come 5 minutes before the Adhan also, you will be quite early relatively to others, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this so easy for us. So one is that interpretation that the ulama have given. However, we find in the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, she said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, who are the foremost, who will be the forerunners, who will be those that will advance towards the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Now here again we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking in the context of the hereafter. Like these ayat are speaking about the context of the hereafter. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they replied like they would normally reply, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. That who are these people, Ya Rasulullah? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three qualities. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the truth is put forth to them, then they hasten towards the truth. Now, one aspect of this will be that a person is in a state of kufr, and then somebody presents that person with iman, and that person, amongst others, will be the foremost, or the one that will first accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, for us who are already in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we may be making errors and mistakes, or sometimes we have misunderstandings insofar as our deen is concerned. Sometimes we want to latch on to the deen of our forefathers because they were always doing something. And then there is someone that will tell us, somebody that has knowledge of deen, they will tell us something about Islam. They will tell us something about the practices of Islam. Now the person that takes the word of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first will be regarded as the foremost in that context. They sometimes we're making an error insofar as an action of deen is concerned. Perhaps we're not reading our namaz correctly, or perhaps we're doing the wrong things insofar as our namaz is concerned. And there is somebody with knowledge, they explain to us what is the correct method. The person that latches on to that first, the person that accepts that first, that person will be regarded as the foremost. So the first Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to be under the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat will be that person that has the quality of accepting the truth when the truth is presented to that person. Secondly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when that person is asked for the rights that are due upon others, we all have obligations, we all have duties that we have to fulfill of others. Whether it is the duty of our parents, the duties of our spouses, our children, our siblings, our neighbors, in short, or the employees, whoever, whatever the duties are, if we had not fulfilled it and somebody asks us for their rights, we fulfill that duty and that obligation immediately. Now here it is sometimes the play of arrogance that comes in between us and fulfilling the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has charged us with. Then we become very obstinate, we become very stubborn, and we do not want to fulfill the obligations of others. If we do it, one was a laxity from our side. A mu'min and a believer is that person who will fulfill the obligations even without anyone asking. A better Muslim and a better mu'min will be that person that over and above fulfilling the obligations, he will do more in giving a person his rights or her rights. That is a real and true Muslim. But here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about that person who there was some laxity in his life in fulfilling the duties and obligations that were due to someone else. Now that is asked for, and immediately he makes amends and he fulfills the duty and the obligation. The third quality, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is that person when he judges with regards to others, he will judge as though he is judging for himself. Now how we want others to judge when something, some case is brought forth, we will judge with absolute justice. And this is a thing that also lacks in our lives. In other words, there are people that will judge with justice, like how they would want justice to be judged when they have brought a case forward. Like that, they will fulfill that obligation of justice for others also. So these are the three qualities that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken about in regards to as-sabiqoon. And that sabiqoon, will that persons, those people, will be the first under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about this before, that in this material world, when we want to buy a piece of property, we will look for the best location, the best position, the best suburb, and now the best place on the day of Qiyamah, the best piece of land on the day of Qiyamah is under the arsh of Allah, is under the rahmah of the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us three very, very simple formulas for us to be amongst the first. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, and the foremost, or the advancing ones, or the forerunners, are the real forerunners. In other words, trying to fulfill each and every obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, whether it is an obligation that is due to Allah, whether it is an obligation or right that is due to someone else. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, Allah says that they are the muqarrabun, they are the ones who will be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi jannatin na'im, in the gardens of delight. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.